This is an audio recording of Perspectives for Retired Members, December 2019 edition. Page 1, Article 1. PERS benefit payments support Oregon's economy. Graphic. Money for PERS benefit payments comes from three sources, 1970 to 2018. Image of a dollar bill broken into three parts. 73.9 cents, investment earnings. 21.3 cents, employers.
4.8 cents,
members. Oregon PERS paid about $4.08 billion in benefits, not including payments from the individual account program, to retired members or their beneficiaries living in Oregon in 2018. PERS conducts an annual economic impact study to show how benefit payments aid the state's economy. Funding for PERS benefits comes mostly from investment earnings on contributions previously paid by members and public employers. The study quantifies the total effect of these benefit payments on Oregon's economy based on the economic value of PERS benefits to Oregon, jobs created, and related wages and tax receipts. The $4.08 billion in annual benefits multiply to $4.40 billion in economic value to Oregon when the full financial impact of these dollars spent in local communities is considered. PERS benefit payments sustained an estimated 36,914 Oregon jobs and added about $1.3 billion, asterisk, in wages to Oregon's economy. Additionally, the state collected an estimated $228.3 million in income taxes on PERS retiree benefits during 2018. You can find full information on the PERS website in the news section. Asterisk. The $1.32 billion in wages is included as a component of the $4.40 billion in economic activity. Page 1. Article 2. 1099-R tax forms coming in January. By the end of January 2020, PERS will mail Internal Revenue Service Form 1099-R for tax reporting to those who received a PERS benefit in calendar year 2019. 1099-Rs will be mailed to your address on file at PERS. If your address has changed, please update it by December 15, 2019. PERS member services cannot update addresses over the phone or via email for security reasons. To change your address, use online member services or complete an information change request form. You can find the form in the Retired Member Information section of the PERS website at www.oregon.gov/PERS/RET or contact PERS member services to have it mailed to you. PERS cannot accept forms via email. Fax completed forms to PERS at 503-598-0561 or mail forms to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon, 97281-3700. 1099-R tax forms cannot be mailed earlier. If you do not receive your 1099-R by February 15, 2020, you can request a duplicate via OMS or by contacting PERS member services via phone or email. You might receive more than one 1099-R if you received monthly retirement benefits and/or IAP payments or any of the following: beneficiary benefits, alternate payee benefits, a lump sum installment, police and fire unit benefits, you directly rolled over any portion of your benefit, for example, Roth, IRA, Oregon Savings Growth Plan, or you turned age 59 and a half in 2019. While PERS cannot provide tax advice, we have FAQs about 1099-Rs on the PERS website. Page 2, Article 1. When will my benefit be paid in 2020? Table. Listing 2020 pay date, date checks mail from Salem, and direct deposit effective date columns. 2020 pay date, January 1. Date checks mail from Salem, December 31st, 2019, Tuesday. Direct deposit effective date, January 2nd, 2020, Thursday. 2020 pay date, February 1. Date checks mail from Salem, January 30th, Thursday. Direct deposit effective date, January 31st, Friday. 2020 payment date, March 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, February 27th, Thursday. Direct deposit effective date, February 28th, Friday. 2020 pay date, April 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, March 31st, Tuesday. Direct deposit effective date, April 1st, Wednesday. 2020 pay date, May 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, April 30th, Thursday. Direct deposit effective date, May 1st, Friday. 2020 pay date, June 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, May 29th, Friday. Direct deposit effective date, June 1st, Monday. 2020 pay date, July 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, June 30th, Tuesday. Direct deposit effective date, July 1st, Wednesday. 2020 pay date, August 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, July 30th, Thursday. Direct deposit effective date, July 31st, Friday. 2020 pay date, September 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, August 31st, Monday. Direct deposit effective date, September 1st, Tuesday. 2020 pay date, October 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, September 30th, Wednesday. Direct deposit effective date, October 1st, Thursday. 2020 pay date, November 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, October 29th, Thursday. Direct deposit effective date, October 30th, Friday. 2020 pay date, December 1st. Date checks mail from Salem, November 30th, Monday. Direct deposit effective date, December 1st, Tuesday. Page 2, Article 2. 2020 PHIP premium rates change effective January 1. If you receive health insurance through the PERS Health Insurance Program, or PHIP, note that 2020 PHIP premiums take effect with your January 1 benefit payment. For PHIP members who have health insurance premiums deducted directly from a pension benefit, your monthly payment will automatically adjust to reflect the new premium rate. If the new monthly premium exceeds the monthly PERS pension benefit, PHIP will notify you by mail. For PHIP members who have health insurance premiums deducted directly from a checking or savings account through electronic funds transfer, or EFT, your EFT will automatically adjust to the new premium rate. Make sure you have funds available for the January 1st change. If you are currently enrolled in bill pay through your financial institution, you will need to notify them of this change. Rates can be viewed online at www.pershealth.com. If you have questions, PHIP customer service representatives are available to assist you between 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 503-224-7377 or 1-800-768-7377. Page 2, Article 3. SB 1049 Reminder, 2020 Changes to Work After Retirement. The 2019 Oregon Legislature passed Senate Bill 1049, which will impact some retired members who return to employment with a PERS participating employer. The bill does not impact PERS retirement benefits you are currently receiving. More information was included in the August 2019 Perspectives newsletter. You can also find the latest information and sign up to receive email or text updates at www.oregon.gov/PERS/MEM/pages/SB1049 www.aspx. SB 1049 simplifies the rules for work after retirement. Starting in 2020, PERS retirees may be able to work for a PERS participating employer for an unlimited number of hours, compared with the existing 1,040 or 600-hour limitations, while continuing to receive their pension benefit. PERS is not involved in the hiring decisions between retirees and employers. Whether you are hired by a PERS participating employer as a PERS retiree or not, and any other limitations your employer may have, is between you and your employer. Page 3, Article 1. IAP Installments Investment Change Does Not Impact Your Pension. The following article only applies to around 7,000 retirees who directly receive installment payments through PERS from their Individual Account Program, or IAP, balance on a monthly, quarterly, or annual basis. If you previously rolled over or cashed out your entire IAP balance, this does not apply to you. This information was also sent in a letter to impacted retirees in November 2019. If you are receiving IAP installment payments, starting January 1, 2020, your remaining IAP account balance will receive investment returns based on the Oregon Short-Term Fund rather than the IAP Target Date Fund's Retirement Allocation Fund. PERS and the Oregon State Treasury, or OST, will refer to this fund as the IAP Retirement Installments Fund. PERS investments, including your IAP account, are managed by the OST, under direction from the Oregon Investment Council, or OIC. This change is automatic and will not interrupt your payments. You do not have to take any action. The Oregon Short-Term Fund is not invested in the stock market. The fund is managed for three priorities in this order: preservation of capital, liquidity, and yield. This leads to fewer fluctuations in month-to-month investment returns on your remaining IAP balance. The OIC's investment strategy is meant to preserve your remaining account balance in a conservative manner. You can learn more about the Oregon Short-Term Fund and OST's IAP investment strategy at www.oregon.gov/treasury/invested-for-oregon. If you no longer want to receive IAP installment payments, you can choose to receive a one-time lump sum distribution of the remainder of your IAP balance at any time. You can ask PERS Member Services for an IAP Change Forms packet to be mailed to you, or find the IAP Rollover Eligible Distribution Form and accompanying tax forms as needed on the PERS website. Please be aware that processing IAP cashouts can take up to 120 days. However, you will continue to receive investment returns during this time. Page 3, Article 2. PERS introduces new callback feature. PERS prides itself on having well-informed, helpful counselors to assist our members. But we recognize, and heard once again in our 2019 Member Satisfaction Survey, that the wait time to reach our Member Information Center was too long. We are happy to announce that, as of late June 2019, we added a new callback software solution called Phonalo, which will provide you an opportunity to request or schedule a callback at your convenience. When you call Member Services for assistance and the call volume is high, you will be provided an opportunity to request or schedule a callback. After joining the queue, after a 4-minute wait, which PERS can change as needed, the system will allow you to request a callback, including at a time or date convenient for you, and then hang up. When a counselor becomes available, you can receive an automated callback and be directly connected to a Member Services counselor. the Member Information Center will still encounter high volumes and, on some days, lengthy queue times. But with the implementation of this tool, we hope you will gain back some of the time you would have spent on hold. Thank you for providing the necessary feedback that allows us to continually improve the services we provide. You can find the entire analysis of the 2019 Member Satisfaction Survey results in the October 4th, 2019 board packet. Page 3, Article 3, Variable Adjustment. If you remained in the Variable Annuity Program at retirement, the variable annuity portion of your monthly retirement benefit is adjusted every January and payable with your February 1 benefit payment. The adjustment is based on earnings or losses to your variable account as of October 31st of the previous year. The adjustment will begin with your February 1st, 2020 benefit payment. You will receive a letter from PERS showing the amount of the adjustment in January 2020. The variable account is invested in global equities by the Oregon Investment Council. Monthly investment results are posted at oregon.gov/treasury. Page 4, Article 1. Moving, life changes? It is important that you, 1, keep your information up to date, and 2, mail or fax 503-598-0561 forms to PERS in a timely manner. Find forms in the Retired Member Information section of the PERS website and under Most Requested Forms. Mail information to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon 97281-3700. Address changes. PERS member services cannot update addresses over the phone or via email for security reasons. You can update information in online member services. You can also submit an information change request form. Direct deposit. New direct deposit forms must be received and validated by the 15th of any month to impact your next payment. Tax withholding. Updating your address or providing residency status certification does not automatically change your withholdings. You must submit a new W-4P form. You may have withholdings on both your PERS pension and IAP payments. Submit W-4Ps by the beginning of the third week of any month. Account access. The Authorization to Release Account Information form allows you to authorize a third party to obtain information regarding your PERS account or benefits. The Special Power of Attorney form gives the persons you designate the power to make any and all decisions for PERS-related matters on your behalf. Divorce. Contact Member Services. Death notices. Have a representative call Member Services as soon as possible. Failure to report a death in a timely manner may result in overpayments and invoicing. PERS will request the date of death, city and state where the death occurred, a photocopy of the death certificate, and spouse or personal representative contact information. Page 4. Sidebar. PERS contact information. Address correspondence to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon 97281-3700. PERS headquarters is located at 11410 Southwest 68th Parkway, Tigard, Oregon 97223. Phone 888-320-7377. Hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, except holidays. TTY 503-603-7766. Website and online member services. Oregon.gov https://pers. Email pers.member.services@state.or.us. PERS Board. Chair, Sadhna Shenoy. Vice Chair, Lawrence Fernstall. Members, Stephen Buckley, Steve Demarest, and Jardon Jaramillo. PERS Staff. Director, Kevin Olenek. Deputy Director, Yvette Elledge Rhodes. Chief Financial Officer, Richard Horsford. Chief Information Officer, Jordan Masanga. Chief Compliance, Audit, and Risk Officer, Jason Stanley. Interim Chief Operations Officer, Sam Paris. Communications Officer, Elizabeth Rossman. Perspectives Editor, Dean Carson. Perspectives is published by the Oregon Public Employees Retirement System for the benefit of members and employers. This concludes the audio recording of the December 2019 edition of Perspectives for Retired Members.